Well, the councillors would have very similar position. I mean, Sligo is a, well, depending on what way you look at it, you could say it's a good example of what went wrong in the last change, or just a bad example of change that was introduced 4 years ago, in the sense that two municipal districts in Sligo is just too few. I don't know what the commission, there's an independent commission chaired by former Secretary General of the Department of the Environment, with a number of other people who are ex-county council officials. There's a representative of the Irish Rural Link, Ms. Boland, who you probably have had on Ocean FM over the years, and a number of others who are drawing up the new areas. But the principal term of reference is that each district must be between 5 and 7 seats, but in rural areas you can have 3 and 4 seaters where there's sparser population, if you like. In the last local election, the all areas were between 6 and 10 seaters, which meant that in Sligo there was an 8 seater, we'll say, in the county area, if you like, a 10 seat electoral area around Sligo town and North Sligo, which the changes this time mean that there has to be at least 3 districts. Okay. It also means that you can have actually more than one electoral area in a municipal district. So just for your listeners, I'd be quite familiar, having fought 2 Senate elections, with the geography of and the positioning of the towns around the Sligo and Leitrim and South Donegal areas. It'll mean, for instance, that used to be, I think, always a 3-seat electoral area in Tramore, in West Sligo. Now, I don't know whether that'll be brought back as it was, but at least the terms of reference allow for something like that to be looked at, and the older boundaries that people were more familiar with. Also, the fact that the Sligo Town Municipal District contains a huge tract of rural area. We want, and we are reintroducing a borough council, if you like, in the 5 former borough towns, which are Sligo and Drogheda, Clonmel, Wexford and Kilkenny, which would mean that there will be a municipal district just based on those urban areas and maybe their immediate hinterland, if you like. So in the likes of Sligo, that would probably mean a 5 or 6 seat area around the town and its hinterland. But as to how the rest of the county of Sligo is divided, you know, that's a matter for the commission themselves. They will be reporting in the middle of June.
Okay.
About 12 months before the next.
But based on the new terms of reference, as you said there, I mean, it's pretty confirmed almost that Sligo will have its own kind of borough council or urban council back again.
Yes, I mean, the idea, it won't be a separate rateable authority. And there won't be, as there shouldn't be, like the population in Sligo and my own home base in Kilkenny are quite similar in the sense that, you know, they're not big population counties, if you like, but one local authority for the county of Sligo is perfectly adequate. But what's missing, I think, in the changes that happened 4 years ago is that lack of emphasis both on urban and rural, in the sense that you had huge areas which crossed urban and rural parts of County Sligo, which, you know, didn't really make much sense. In the old days, there were 12 members of Sligo Borough Council, as well as maybe 7 or 8 county councillors, 20 people roughly elected to cover just the Sligo town and its immediate hinterland, whereas now there's 10 people elected for all of North Sligo, if you like, going right out to Colony and that part, and up to Grange on the northern end of the county, which is, you know, that's not, those areas are not Sligo town and they shouldn't be included with Sligo town.